proclaiming truth to restore life and liberty. This is The Future of America with your host, Nena Arias. She has proclaimed truth for over 40 years in many nations of the world and now endeavors to restore the values of the biblical worldview that made the United States of America the most powerful nation in the world. Ideas have consequences. They're passed on from generation to generation, forming the culture of a society. To eradicate error, the moral and ethical principles of the Bible must be firmly established in the heart and mind of each individual. Discover how to apply biblical principles to transform your world. And now, your host, Nena Arias.
Welcome, friends. It is so wonderful to have you with us once again in this broadcast. And I hope and pray that if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, that you will think about sharing them with your family and friends and those that you think will also benefit from the content of these topics. The topic we're going to be dealing with today is the real reason lawlessness has been unleashed in America. This is part number one, and I'm Nena Arias. In a free society like the United States of America, the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution establishes the freedoms of religion, of speech, press, assembly, and petition. The Constitution gives its citizens the right to peaceably assemble, even if it is to protest against the government and the civic authorities. But it must be done peaceably. Notice that that word is very purposefully injected there. It must be peaceably in order for it to work. So committing injustice to protest injustice is totally unacceptable, especially when there is a proper way to correct what is wrong in the process that is in place. And in America, we do have a process in place to correct what is wrong, to demand justice. But trying to take a so-called shortcut through violence to accomplish goals, no matter how lofty and right they may be, that is not the proper route to go. Why does lawlessness break out? Good question. Again, I'm Nena Arias, and I welcome you to the program. The definition of lawlessness says it all. Basically, it is a state of disorder due to a disregard of the law. Notice that. Disregard of the law. When something is established as a law, it means that already went through the process of approval through our different levels of government and legislation. So a law is not a light thing. When it is established, it must be followed. It has already been considered from different points of view, and the people that we elect into office to approve our laws have already done their homework. Now, nothing is always perfect. So if a law needs an adjustment, if it needs to be tweaked or corrected in some way, we must go through that process again. Is it hard work? Yes, it is. Does it take time? Yes, it does. And that's a good thing. Otherwise, our laws would be changing so frequently that we would not even know what the law is. So the founders established a very good process so that it is not easy to change laws overnight just because. And also, in the Constitution, any change to the Constitution is a long process as well. But by the time it is amended, it already went through both houses and it was approved. Then it was put out to the people for voting. And the people then must vote it in or approve it by a 2/4 majority. And that's a good thing, even if it takes years, because that means that that law was well thought out. And once it is established in our Constitution, the most serious official document that we have, then it becomes established law. And that has happened in our Constitution 27 times. The first 10 are what is known as the Bill of Rights. And the other 17 have been amended to the Constitution through the process that I just explained. And that is the process that we must follow. Sometimes it takes years and years and years for a law to go through the process. But again, I repeat, a document as important as a constitution of a nation should not be so easily modified. What is the real reason when there is disregard for the law? What is the real reason that this chaos has been set in motion in America using the name of a man, George Floyd, who was killed by police brutality? First of all, let me establish, we all condemn the actions of the policeman who didn't prevent his death. It was wrong, we all saw it, and we should not condone it in any way. But now, this man's brother is saying that destruction is not what his brother was all about. And he would be very saddened to know that in his name, his country is being destroyed. He has made a statement to that effect. Committing injustice to protest injustice serves absolutely no good purpose. You're just creating more of the same. That behavior will never bring peace and will only promote the escalation of violence and dire, long-lasting consequences. Rioting will never start meaningful dialogue because there's unwillingness to come to the table for civil dialogue. So you never fight injustice with injustice. You've heard of the saying, two wrongs will never make a right. And that is true. And this will only drive a wedge between a society that desperately needs to unite and respect the societal structure to accomplish a good outcome. There are processes, I repeat, in place to change unjust laws and modify existing laws for a better functioning society. We have that blessing. We have that privilege in our country. No violence is necessary, especially where innocent people will get hurt through no fault of their own. And that is what is happening. Lawlessness has been set in motion through what is being recognized as police brutality in the killing of George Floyd. And we should never support police brutality. It's very different when the policemen are acting even with force, but when it is justified. But the word brutality says it all. It means it is being, or it is going overboard in force where it does not merit. But turning protests into rioting, into looting and burning down businesses of innocent people who had absolutely nothing to do with the brutality and trashing private property to fight injustice with injustice is plain wrong. It is only going to breed more injustice against ourselves and our communities. So guess who receives the highest degree of damage? Destruction will be the result. Destruction of our communities. Destruction of our neighbors' either lives or their property. What do I mean by this? Well, let me give you an example of how innocent people are being violated as the owners of a historic Minneapolis restaurant, Town Talk Diner, and gastropub. It was burned down in the protests. The owners, Charles Stotts and Casey White, have now lost their livelihood that they worked so hard to build. It is very hard to build a business, a successful business. First, businesses had been shut down because of this coronavirus. And just when businesses are gearing up to reopen to the grueling task of rebuilding their economy, because that's what business owners are having to do. Just when they're getting ready to reopen their businesses to regain their economy that has hit us all very hard, these thugs think they are justified in burning, looting, and stealing to make their point. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing could be farther from the truth. Nothing in these actions is justified. It was at that time when their employees were looking forward to getting back to work, excited to get back to work, with at least patio service, which is what restaurants are having to do now because of the guidelines that they have to follow. But now, these people have lost their jobs as well. How is that justice? How is that fair? These protesters are crying out for unfairness, but they are producing exactly the same thing. These kinds of things snowball and hurt the entire community. And of course, we are the community, so ultimately, the entire country is impacted, especially when it is happening in many cities all across the nation. It has spread like wildfire. Just what do these people think they are accomplishing except mayhem? A good sign, though, that gives hope in the midst of all this terrible chaos and madness is that not everybody is in agreement with this. And in some of these communities, the people are rallying around these business owners to help them in the cleanup and to support them to rebuild. And that's a wonderful thing. That is what community living is all about. Not the evilness of running wild, creating destruction of property that does not belong to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living times in this country and around the world where human beings really need to take inventory of their lives, of their value systems. Why do they decide to live in an unruly manner? And who does it benefit? Which is why we are pointing this out. There is a reason for lawlessness and when it is unleashed. And that's because people have lost all sense of value. They're so confused in their heads that they think dark is light and light is dark. They think that sweet is bitter and bitter is sweet. They don't know the difference. Or they pretend not to know the difference. Now let me be clear. In this incident, swift justice is needed in George Floyd and his death. In this case, no doubt about that. No twisting and turning the facts. It is clear. The guilty parties should receive just punishment immediately, not prolonged. The evidence is there. On the other hand, immediate law enforcement is needed to stop the destruction that we are seeing here at home. It is terrible, ladies and gentlemen, to see the policemen on the run when they are there doing their duty to restore law and order. Violence will always breed violence. It is wrong. And we have some difficult days ahead to restore law and order. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, "Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing." End of quote. Do you remember the Sermon on the Mount? Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. We are to be peacemakers. Even if we have been reviled, even if evil has been committed against us, we are not to repay evil for evil or revile for reviling. There is a blessing in being a peacemaker, and God will see to it that that blessing comes to you if you are a peacemaker. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29 and verse 31 says, do not plan evil against your neighbor who dwells trustingly beside you. Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways. End of quote. Your neighbor trusts you. We all want to live in a neighborhood where we don't have to fear our neighbors, where we don't have to live distrusting them. On the contrary, we should be serving one another. That's what community living is all about. And that's what makes for a safe neighborhood or a dangerous neighborhood where nobody's safe. Children cannot walk down the street. People cannot enjoy an evening stroll. People cannot go away on vacation without fearing that their house will be broken into and they will be looted. Ladies and gentlemen, in an anarchy, nobody is safe. Nobody's property is safe. Is that the way we want to choose to live? If not, we have to make very obvious choices. And the Word of God has a lot to say about living peaceably with our neighbors. We are to love them as we love ourselves. We ought to volunteer to keep an eye on our neighbor's house while they are gone. Neighborhood watches. Neighbors looking out for neighbors. This world could be so different if we would just understand good principles for living. And you don't have to be a religious zealot to observe good principles for living. It's common sense. It's what we all need. And it's very obvious. Don't plan evil against your neighbor. What we are seeing in these protests are people who are committing evil acts against their neighbors. These are the business people that keep your community going. This is where you go to enjoy a meal and a good time. Why in the world are you coming against people who are making an honest living with hard work and dedication, who are creating jobs for the people in your neighborhood and in your town? This is senseless. It is so wrong. And history shows us that race riots do far more harm than good. They have never worked for a good purpose. Why? Because the motives for protesting and rioting are wrong, dead wrong. Now, a protest and a riot are two different things. You can protest, but peaceably. But when you riot, you harm people and you harm yourself. We just read, never plot evil against your neighbor. You will be the most damaged in that course of action. And what are you creating for yourself and for your family? Unrest on all sides? Everybody looking out for themselves? That's a terrible way to live. We are seeing city after city in America come under assault with burning buildings and bloodied bodies lying in the streets. Picture of this one man that I saw. He was attacked by the protesters and they left him all bloodied on the street, his body contorted and twisted from the beating that he took from them. What is this? What is this? This is not the answer to our problems, ladies and gentlemen. It will only create more severe problems. What is needed is to unite in condemnation of these violent riots. And the only thing that is going to happen if these protests, violent protests continue, is that civil war is going to break out. Just this morning, I saw an article of a family who owns a bakery, and they saw the protesters coming, and the family members armed themselves. And when the protesters came to destroy their business, they walked out with their guns and say, "Try us." Now, what would have happened if those protesters had proceeded and these citizens, peaceful, abiding citizens, hardworking, defending their business, would have had to shoot them? The police were not there doing anything. They could not depend on the law enforcement. The law enforcement is on the run. So what are people to do? Just watch their businesses being destroyed? That's not right. So this is a tremendous fuse that could trigger civil war. And this is shameful. There is nothing right about looting or bashing people over the head with an object and even premeditating pelting them with rocks, because we are seeing piles of rocks prepared way in advance in these areas where they are going to protest. Somebody had to go pick those rocks up and dump them and bring them to the protest site. They're pelting the policemen with rocks, with stones, or vandalizing the stores of these business owners with crowbars and all kinds of harmful objects in their hands, breaking windows, tossing firebombs into these businesses. Even the police stations are being attacked and burned. Recently, a historic, famous church in Washington, D.C. was torched, part of it. What is this? What is this? Are we turning into animalistic behavior? This is anarchy, ladies and gentlemen. And anarchy is totally wrong. When all law is disregarded, nobody's safe. We're all disgusted, and I say that strongly. We're all disgusted over the killing of George Floyd. But this incident is being used, manipulated into pitting one group against another. Race baiting, if you will. But this is a falsehood. Like never before in America, we have diversity of ethnic groups and genders in important positions of power, profession, business, and athletics, and there is no reason for what is going on to divide us. These are not like the times past when there was so much prejudice, even against women in positions of business and power. We have improved in these areas. So we must do something effective without resorting to this chaos. Riots of any kind unleash more harm than the good that they pretend to do. In America, people of all colors and all political flavors are unanimous on this issue of clear injustice. We saw and we are seeing clear injustice in the case of George Floyd, and we hope that the process and the investigations and everything will go in the right direction. We all saw the video and were appalled. So rather than to aggressively splinter and resort to actions that will only increase suffering and pain, we should have taken advantage of that brief moment and come together to heal our nation and the disparities wherever they exist. But I think we missed an opportunity. We are missing an opportunity to come together rather than splintering off into all these facets. And now, sadly, in order to bring law and order back, we will have to use stronger measures where more loss of life and property may occur unnecessarily. This is not necessary. We are seeing unity and sympathy divided, diluted, and misdirected as people fight on the streets, stealing from their neighbors, and torching their own communities. Ladies and gentlemen, with these kinds of actions, we are shooting ourselves, not in the foot, in the head. This is deadly. Some people thrive on division and anger, and may even be experiencing momentary release of that anger. But what are they really accomplishing? They are clearly demonstrating that they don't want solutions. Why? Because anger breeds anger. Anger breeds much evil. That is common sense. For instance, Psalm 37 verse 8 says, "Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil." End of quote. Nothing good can come from allowing anger to just have its way, to flow freely. Run away from anger. Proverbs 29 verse 22 says, "A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression." End of quote. This is very clear. It doesn't take rocket science to understand that what is going on is only going to bring us more evil, and it is only going to cause more transgressions, more violations. And this is wrong. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9 says, "Do not be quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the heart of fools." End of quote. Did you get that? I'm going to read it again. "Be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the heart of fools." If anger lodges in your heart, guess what? It's not only going to manifest in a protest meeting of any kind. It's going to manifest between you and your family members. It's going to manifest in between you and your fellow coworkers, because it's lodged in your heart. Anger is going to trigger you into behavior that does not merit that situation, but because you have anger lodged in your heart, you're going to lash out whoever crosses your path. So, dear friends, the real reason lawlessness has been unleashed in America is because we have lost our value system, our real value system. We are forgetting who we are as a people. We are forgetting the godly structure that we used to have in this nation. And this has been a long time coming. This is not just as a result of this death that triggered all these manifestations. Right now it's this incident that triggered it. But then there will be other things. And it will escalate. Anger always escalates. So I want to invite you to join us as we continue this topic. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast. May these truths challenge and change your heart. We hope today's topic has truly enriched your life so we can make America strong again. This program is made possible by the generous financial support of our listeners. All donations are tax deductible. We would love to hear your questions or comments. Please visit our website at www.culturallegacy.org. You may email us at cl@culturallegacy.org or write to The Future of America, P.O. Box 38456, Greensboro, North Carolina 27438. Call us at 877-732-2887. That's 877-732-2887. Remember, you are a person of positive or negative influence. What you do today will impact the future.